This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I've got a quote for you this morning. See if you can identify who said it. I know it's early for Jeopardy, but give it a try. I'll even give you a hint. It's from a movie. Here it is.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Okay, I know it's Monday morning, so I'll give you a retake. Here it is again.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
If you guessed Home Alone, you've got it right. It's that scene in the movie where Kevin has already given the two thieves a little taste of his torture tactics, and he's taunting them. They're certainly not thirsty for more pain, misery, and humiliation, although they do want to get Kevin. We're not normally thirsty for what we don't like, are we? We don't want trouble and turmoil. We're not thirsty for what doesn't taste good. If I've been exercising and I'm hot and thirsty, I'm certainly not eager to drink a warm glass of milk that's been sitting at room temperature for so many days that it's soured. That's just not appealing. Let me move from the physical to the spiritual. We have a spiritual thirst as well. The problem is our taste has been warped, jaded, so that we think we can be satisfied by what really harms us. What we have to do is redirect our hearts and minds so that our thirst is transformed to the point that we want what we need and our thirst is quenched by the right thing, the Spirit of God. One thing is sure, the world in which we live, our environment, is not always a nice place, is it? We face trials and tribulations. Let's face it, it's often a hostile world. We need nourishment. We're thirsty. We come in from a hot day on the battlefield and we're dry spiritually. We need the right kind of nourishment. King David in the Bible had experienced being in the desert. One place he talks about it is in Psalm 63. If you read the title of that particular psalm, it says Psalm 63. And then underneath the psalm, it'll say, A Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. The wilderness of Judah is a specific geographical location within the tribal territory of Judah. Geologically, it's comprised of a chalk formation that isn't very conducive to agriculture. But during rainy season, grass and flowers grow there, so it's a good place for a sheep herder, like David was in his early life, to graze sheep. That's one period, that early life of David, when he spent time in the wilderness of Judah. But he went there again later in life to hide out when King Saul was chasing him. And then again, after he was anointed king, David's son Absalom orchestrated a coup to overthrow his father and take the kingdom from him. Absalom almost pulled it off, but he ended in tragedy. So for a temporary period of time, David was in the wilderness of Judah while Absalom had invaded Jerusalem, occupying David's palace. Psalm 63 was probably composed during that time when Absalom revolted and David had to retreat to the wilderness of Judah. Listen to how he begins that psalm. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a dry land, desolate and without water. David says that he's thirsty. He's thirsty for God. Can you think of a time when you were really thirsty? I remember being in India when I was just out of high school. I was traveling with my parents on a mission trip. We'd left very early that morning before daybreak, and by noon, it must have been close to 115 degrees. And I wasn't drinking the water because other missionaries had warned us the water was unsafe to drink. I'd already been sick once on that mission trip, spent about a week in the hospital, and I wasn't about to take a chance. We could drink sodas, but I was tired of drinking those. See, they didn't quench my thirst. I wanted a clear, cold, crisp drink of water. I was so thirsty, but by the time we got back to a place where we knew it was safe to drink the water, I mean, I gulped down three or four glasses, one right after the other. David was thirsty, physically, and spiritually, and he uses the metaphor to describe how he felt within his soul. He says he's thirsty in his spirit for God. My soul thirsts for you, he said, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. In that desperate place, David's thirst was quenched by God. And then he said, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. You satisfy me with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. So here's the point. You'll find true satisfaction to your spiritual thirst only in Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can quench your spiritual thirst in this dry and weary world in which we live. A woman came to a well at high noon on a hot day, and she found Jesus there. In John's gospel, Jesus said, everyone who drinks from this water will get thirsty again. He's referring to the well water where that woman was. Then he said, but whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again, ever. In fact, the water I will give him will become a well of water springing up within him for eternal life. You'll find refreshment and satisfaction in the person of Jesus Christ revealed to us in the Word of God. So here's a bit of an irony. Once you've had a taste, you'll be satisfied forever because Jesus within you is like water springing up all the time, but you'll still be thirsty for more of Jesus, and all the time he's keeping you satisfied. In the words of Eliza Hewitt in the old hymn, More About Jesus Would I Know, more about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. So start this week with a determination to stay with Jesus and stay thirsty. And join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.